Open Information is like that phone booth that used to sit in the Mojave Desert. It was open for anyone, but what a trek to get to it. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has embarked on a mission to make its information, dating back centuries, easier to access and use. The effort is called the Open Data and Mobility Program. Joining me with more, Tom Beach, Senior Advisor for Digital Services and Data Analytics at USTPO. Mr. Beach, great to have you on.
Thank you to have me.
Tell us about this program, the Open Data and Mobility Program. What is it designed to do and how is it going to work?
Well, Tom, thanks for the question. We're very, very excited here at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to embark on a brand new initiative to make our data, which is critical to make key decisions and innovation, more accessible to anyone, to the public, to those that want to innovate and create new ideas, as well as those that are interested in understanding the existing patents and trademarks that are out there.
And is most of the information by this point in digital format?
Yes, most of the information is in digital format, but it is in what we call an image file, so it's very difficult to digest. And what is also difficult is that we have previously disseminated from CD-ROMs in the last 10 years to now a search and download capability. This is a new and unique platform which allows folks to be able to access our data uniquely in the ways that they want to, a demand-driven type of requirement.
So you used to have PDFs online, which are not really searchable. You can just take a picture of it. But how have you gotten the data into that searchable format?
So what we've done is we've been able to take those documents and start disseminating in text format as well through various programs in the Open Data program. So what that is we have a couple different programs that make up the quilt of Open Data. And today I'd really like to talk about what we're doing with the data in terms of the Developer Hub. That's Developer Hub, developer.uspto.gov. And what we can do there is do something very unique with our data, which is to take it and visualize our data, mix it with economic data, and then ultimately share it with a community of others to inspire them to better understand the reason and the importance of patent and trademark data to the society as a whole.
Well, give me an example of the type of data set that might be in this project for developers.
Oh, great. So good question. So we have a couple visualizations. One that's very interesting is it's by state, and it's from 1963 to present, and you can pick any state you want, and then you can use a slider to decide what time frame you're interested in. And what it will tell you is the most prevalent patents issued in a particular technology for that state. So say you're from Montana and you'd like to know what type of innovation has occurred over time in the state of Montana. And so this is a real interactive tool. And this is what makes it very exciting is that you can take that information and glean, you know, for we have learned that our congressional constituents are interested in this data for knowing what's going on in that region, as well as those that live in that region to understand the demographics of the technology that's being developed there.
Are these data sets fine-grained enough such that, say, patent examiners or patent attorneys that need to know very detailed information when deciding whether to file or so forth, will it be useful to them too?
This isn't really information that's direct for an application to file at the USPTO. This is information to really better understand innovation as a whole and how it's developing, where it's been, and where it's going.
And who do you envision as a typical downloader and user of this particular data set?
Anyone that's interested in innovation would be a user of this type of data. It's for the layman. It's for anyone who is interested in better understanding technology, how innovation drives either job creation. Another example would be better understanding STEM development in our country, that the importance of it, because what we're seeing is some areas of technology are being more developed by foreign versus domestic filers for patent and trademark applications. And what that means is that it's a changing landscape. So this tool is really to sort of inspire and ask more questions about what is important in and around innovation.
We're speaking with Tom Beach, Senior Advisor of Digital Services and Data Analytics at the USPTO. You mentioned earlier that there's economic data that is mixed into this data set. Where does that come from?
We're working with our other bureaus like Census, and we are also working with other commerce bureaus in terms of getting economic data from that. That would be the ESA, so Economic Statistics Agency as well.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good mixture that you throw in there. And what are some of the future sets that, based on this, that you'd like to develop beyond this?
What we'd like to see is what's really inspiring about having this type of community where they can share these types of interesting insights through visualizations is we're going to learn about things we didn't know already. So we're taking, like, let's say, venture capital funding or data that's related to a particular company, whether it's earnings per share or interesting data that has to do with finance that would actually be paired up with patents and trademarks data to really understand where the future of funding and where the future of innovation is going.
So, for example, someone could make an app or an application that could correlate the relationship between venture capital formation and later on patent filings.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if they could take the data set that they have, we provide on our site a tutorial on how to build your own visualization so that may be shared as well on our community. So yes, that's a great and interesting new way of looking at our data and how its effect and importance is, along with, you know, financial data.
And of course, the one half of this open data movement is taking from it. Can people on the outside contribute to it with data or applications they might develop and they could go into your hub?
Yes, so they can go into our hub, and that's a very key point, is the platform of this hub allows anyone, anywhere to engage. So we looked at a different model, and that's part of why we began this program as a startup program within the federal government to really explore new and exciting ways to access our data in a way where we wouldn't have to have a formalized event where we would have a conference or a summit and folks would come in and speak. What we did is we wanted to build a unique 21st century platform that allowed anyone that's interested to post and create at the time that they want to in ways that they find interesting and share with others. So really interesting, unique way of demand-driven policy-making, demand-driven insights.
Does that mean you're not going to have a data palooza?
No, we will certainly continue to have engaging data paloozas and hackathons. Those are great ways to really effectively work on a particular theme or subject matter. But what we wanted to do was to curate over time anyone that's interested in providing their insights on our data.
And can you envision a day when that vast body of data about patent applications and patent grants themselves could be somehow brought into this big data complex?
Absolutely. That's the vision we would like to see. So what we would like to have is the commitment from folks to come and see and explore and learn about our data and share it with others so it can continually grow and grow. And absolutely.
Because that data has been digitized for the most part also, correct?
That has been digitized in a way that you can manipulate it and work with it. Yes, it has.
In the blog that you wrote, you mentioned the shoeboxes, and those are pretty much a total relic of history at this point.
Yes, absolutely they are. They are considered antiques right now. We have no paper format of any of our documents.
Tom Beach is Senior Advisor for Digital Services and Data Analytics at the Patent and Trademark Office. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.